This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 364 for Monday, April 24th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was lower on Monday despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Statistics Canada will release its seeding intentions report on Wednesday. Chicago soil was down, but European rapeseed made gains. Crude oil was higher as China's Golden Week holiday increases air travel. However, refineries in Asia are considering reductions in operations due to declining diesel and gasoline markets on the continent. Malaysian palm oil did not trade on Monday due to a holiday. The Canadian dollar was steady compared to Friday's close. The July canola contract was down $2.20 per ton at $727.70, while the November canola contract was down $3.10 per ton at $697.40. In the United States, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all showing weakness. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported this morning that China canceled a 327,000-ton purchase of old-crop U.S. corn, putting pressure on prices. The USDA also reported that nearly 914,000 tons of corn were shipped during the week ended April 20th, down from 1.24 million in the previous week and down from 1.67 million from the same week last year. Japan was the top destination this week. Parts of the U.S. Southern Plains are expected to see 3 to 4 inches of rainfall this week, while the Western Corn Belt in the Northern Plains will only see an inch and a half. The July corn contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.08. Almost 375,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped for the week ended April 20th, down 29% from last week and down 38% from the same week last year. Two vessels of Brazilian soybeans totaling 82,000 tons sold last week for shipment to the eastern U.S. Meanwhile, Brazil's Ag Rural reported that the country's soybean crop is now 92% harvested, compared to the 91% base 1 year ago. China's soybean imports in March were 6.85 million tons, up 8% from March 2022. The July soybean contract was down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.36. The USDA announced that almost 364,000 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped during the week ended April 20th, up from 252,000 from last week and up from 290,000 during the same week last year. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange is expecting Argentina's 2023-24 wheat area to increase 1.48 million acres to 16.56 million. Russia is threatening to withdraw from the Black Sea Grain Initiative once again, as the group of seven nations consider a wide-ranging ban on new Russian exports. More Ukrainian grain vessels are moving on the Danube River in response. The July Chicago wheat contract was down 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.57. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.18. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.43. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, April 24th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.